It's 88.5 FM, Nick Harcourt, your host. Happy to say Brazilian girls are here. They dropped by the studio actually yesterday. And thank you for braving the traffic. I know you're on the 405 for about 8 hours. But we're playing this on Friday. So tomorrow night, you have a show at the El Rey Theatre with Loud Forest opening. There's a brand new album called Let's Make Love that we're going to talk about as well. But first up, a couple of songs. What's the first song you're going to play for us?
Pirate. This song is called Karaköy. One, two, three, four. Walking in Karaköy early Friday morning, following a little ball my ship is leaving today, darling, gülle gülle. Where did you go? All I want is to say your name and hear you say mine after the show. All I want is to see your face. I wait for you. Purse full of toys, and my blood is calling, darling, you're my only joy. Call me Anne, Anne. Crepuscule in Caracas, fishermen are yawning. Let's say goodbye this way, darling, gülle gülle. Where did you go? And all I wanted is to say your name and hear you say mine after the show.
It's 88.5 FM, Nick Harcourt, your host. Brazilian Girls live in studio with us. And once again, guys, thanks for coming in. I should point out to our listening audience, if they're going to come see you tomorrow night over at the El Rey Theatre, the setup is going to be a little bit different from the one that we have in here right mm-hmm. now. It's a very, very stripped-down session for you guys. It sounds beautiful, though. The piano sounds fantastic. Thanks so much. Sabina, Jesse, and Didi, your regular drummer, Aaron, is out on tour with David Byrne. Nice gig. Mm-hmm. Who'd you bring in with you this morning?
We brought Bill Campbell.
Great to see you, Bill. Thank you yes. so much. All right, so let's talk a little bit before we wrap things up with the final song. You know, I was just looking at a little bit of the history and remembering the first time I met you guys was probably 2004. You had sort of come about from a regular session that you were doing at a club in New York at the time called mm-hmm. New Blue, right? Mm-hmm. A couple of records in, and then you guys sort of decided to do other things. And I know that you've sporadically come back and done EPs here and there, but this is actually the first album for about 10 years because the Brazilian girls live in lots of different places. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about what you've all been up to in between Brazilian Girls records and what it's like to live in different parts of the world and then have to pull the band back together to make another album. Whoever wants to take that.
Well, actually, what have we been doing? We have been doing a lot of living. And it's actually, you know, we were not really gone or never really stopped playing. We sort of kept performing. We had a bunch of children. We had 9 children in the meantime.
Oh, wow.
9 children in 10 yeah. years. I know it's weak.
That's between you,
we
obviously.
Could have done better.
Yeah.
Not only me.
Not each one of us.
Yeah, 9 each. Yeah.
Sabina's really tired.
Yeah.
so
and then we all, yeah, everybody did a bunch of projects. And, I mean, we were, you know, keeping busy, but clearly doing a record on a distance, because Didi lives in Spain, Jesse lives outside of New York, so does Aaron, and myself, I lived in Paris during most of that time, was much harder than we thought. We thought we could do it over the internet, but in a way it's reassuring to know that it's pretty much like lovemaking, you know, ideally you're together in one room.
It's better that way, yeah.
We would play gigs and then find a studio, and if we were in Istanbul, we would find a studio in Istanbul and go record, and so we kind of went on like that for 3 years.
So is that really how the record came together, yeah. Just literally grabbing time if you were in the same city?
When mm-hmm. we were playing together, yeah.
Yeah, we'll stick around for a couple more days and find a studio nearby and get Fred Rubens to come help us out, you know, with the sounds. Mm. And that's pretty much how it took shape.
Yes, so, it's a very...
So making it on the road, so to speak. What mm-hmm. what about the writing? How did the songs come together? How do you guys write?
Well, I mean, I guess we've done four records, and each one of them was quite different. But I can say that basically many times, not all songs, but many times Didi will bring one of his basses, which now, I mean, he's playing the piano, but as the listeners would hear on the record or in the live show, the ambiance of the band is very much dictated by the loops or things and sounds that Didi brings in, over which then a lot of times I would write a melody and lyrics. And then Jesse and Aaron would come in and just make it sound like Brazilian Girls.
That's bringing the rhythm section in to actually deliver the final punch.
Yeah, but then again, on the first record, you know, we played together live once a week at Nublu, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
Then the second record, we did it very much more quickly, and I think we did that record in like 2 months or something like that. So there was much much more different type of collaboration and writing all the four of us together. Mm-hmm. Then the third record, I don't remember, oh, that was New York City, that was...
2008.
That was that. And then...
please, don't stop.
Well, it was just that was a moment where we were very disjunct, and then Aaron started having, as the first who had kids, and so I guess, and then I had a kid, and then from then on it became more complicated, and then now this last record we've been working on really for a considerable time, and some songs are much more recent than others. Mm-hmm.
If you look back at the first album, Brazilian Girls 2005, and walk through the next couple, which came fairly quickly. You made three albums in 3 years. Mm. Coming back at this point, there was an EP I know a couple of years ago, a couple of EPs in between. If you look at the completed group of songs that comprise of Let's Make Love, how different are you as a band, as a group of people making music with that album than you were on the first one in 2005?
You know, we keep searching for new ways of, you know, just for us to get inspired and new search. And I think this record is a little bit more traditional in the sense of songwriting as far as like shape of songs go. And that's because that was our desire. That's the way we felt it. It feels a little bit more like that. Before, like, we will take our jams and like out of 15 minutes of jam, we will like pick the best, like the high points, and structure them around with cut and paste, and then we build songs like that out of jams. And this is more ABA, just like regular traditional forms, you know, song form. Mm. So that's just because that's the desired route that we wanted to take, just because we will get more kicks out of that now than we did then. You know, you just can't do the same thing over and over. That's how it is for us anyway.
Well, it's great to see you guys. Thanks for coming in and performing for us in this very special...
Thank you so much for having us.
...intimate setting. I know tonight, Friday, you're actually going to be in San Francisco through the miracles of technology. where are you playing in San Francisco? Because we do have people listening up there on the internet. Do you know where you're playing?
At August Hall.
Okay, so anybody who's listening to us through the World Wide Web, go see them tonight. And in L.A. tomorrow night... doing it up at the El Rey Theater mm-hmm. with Let's Make Love is the album. Loud Forrester opening, by the way. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a lot more gear on the stage. So
yeah.
What are you gonna wrap it up?
You know,
with?
It's gonna be especially noticeable in this coming song, which we're gonna play, "Let's Make Love," but kind of like in a rumba version that we never did before. This is very special time. We don't know what we're gonna do.
It's as all special. We have Brazilian girls live on the Nick Harcourt show. They're gonna wrap it up with "Let's Make Love," and I can't resist the opportunity to say, "Yeah, baby."
Anytime.
Thanks, Nick.
Just yesterday, I was feeling so dumb. I didn't know how to get up. You picked me up to take a ride around town. In your decapotable, you said, "Let's make love and forget about your worries. Make love. Today, it was only just a little frown that I want to get rid of. I say, pick me up again, another ride around town. In your decapotable, you said, "Let's make love and forget about your worries. About the rest.
Let's make love.
Too much in a hurry to see. Let the future spend. I say, let's make love.